Glenn Hansard, lead singer of Irish rock band The Frames, recently released his first solo album under the name The Swell Season. The album, which also features Czech pianist and singer Markéta Jerglova, was recorded over a few days in Prague. I spoke with Glenn Hansard before The Swell Season's performance in support of Damon Rice in Boston about the new project and what it meant to his band, The Frames.
How did Swell Season come to be?
Swell Season came about because myself and Mara, have been touring on time off from The Frames. I was touring in the Czech Republic, just playing like small theatres and small like kind of folk festivals and stuff, and just really enjoying my time off. But I guess in a way, I'm really shit at taking time off. I like to play, you know, whenever I'm not playing with the band, I like to play something else. So we were doing a bunch of gigs, just me and Mara, with just piano and guitar, and really enjoying it. And this is a Czech film director, a really great director called Jan Trebek, who came to see one of our gigs in Prague, and he really liked the format, loved The Frame songs, liked the format, and says, can you give me two Frame songs for my new film? And he wanted Star Star and What Happens When the Heart Just Stops, and he had scenes picked out for them in his head. And I was like, yeah, sure, absolutely. And he says, okay, he booked us some studio time in Prague, and we went in and we had 4 days. It was only two songs, so we were thinking, yeah, we'll you know, knock it out in half an hour, you know. So we went in, we recorded the two songs, and then I said to him, listen, I'd love to record a bunch of other songs. Can I keep them, if, you know? And he was like, yeah, totally. They're your, you know, take the time, you do what you want. So we spent the 4 days and we made an album. And at the end of it, I basically said to him, I said, look, here, use any of these songs, use whatever songs you like, and here's the two songs you asked for. And so he really liked like five of the songs, and ended up using them for the film. Yeah.
And you guys played around together, right? Before that,
we played
same
around.
Songs, sort of, or?
Yeah, the same songs. Mostly, you know, mostly would improvise some Frame songs. Okay. We wrote a few songs together. You know, so, and you know, like play a couple of covers, or you know, we were just kind of like, the gigs that we did together were always very, very relaxed, you know.
Okay. Is it different now that you've got an album out, and now that you have to like make the album instead of just having fun? Or?
Well, no, we did a tour very recently. We just did like a very quick US tour, and we were doing like 2.5 hours, and that was just us doing what we do, which is just, you know, the record only takes 45 minutes or less. So we were doing proper tours, but on this thing, on Damien's tour, we're doing the album, and we're kind of, you know, we're leaving ourselves a bit of room every night to throw in whatever we want, but only like one or two songs.
How did band members, how did The Frames react to Swell Season?
It was a bit of a surprise to them, I must admit, if I'm being honest, because I recorded it for a film soundtrack, I didn't realize I was making a solo record until it was finished. And then I was like, shit, I've just made my first, you know, record outside of the band. And it was one of those kind of situations where I rang them up and I was like, listen, I have this record and I really want to release it. And they were like, well, what's on it? I says, well, you know, and I rhymed off the songs, and they were like, well, that fucking song is meant for our record and this song is meant for our record. And I was like, I know, but they're very different versions, and I think it'd just be a really nice thing. I kind of had to promise them that I wouldn't, I promised them I wouldn't do any interviews.
Well... That was my question. So Falling Slowly and When Your Mind's Made, was that for The Frames, or was it written for The Frames?
Falling Slowly, myself and Mara wrote together, so I didn't feel any guilt about recording that with her because we wrote it together.
I don't know you, but I want you all the more for that. Words fall through.
But it was penciled in for The Frames album, and we had been working on it for a long time. And When Your Mind's Made Up was definitely a Frame song. It was something we had been working on. It was something I had, that the band had played a few times. But I stuck them on this thing, and I thought, you know, if we get a bit of flack for it, whatever, they're just very different versions. And when we went in to record The Frames album, I didn't want to record those songs, and we recorded a bunch of other songs, but those songs worked so well. So I said, fuck it, there's got to be a bit of crossover, so let it happen.
Well, Swell Season started as a side project, sort of, right? You know, initially with just the film soundtrack, then you got your record done.
Yeah.
So, but can we expect more albums by the Swell Season as such, or is this just a one-time kind of deal?
I think there's another one in us. I think, you know, I kind of got the grow at the moment because I'm really enjoying this. And I've got a real, the grow is an Irish word for love. I've got a real love, and I kind of want to go and do another one, I think. But you know what, ironically, what's come out of the Swell Season has been amazing, that we made the record, we came home, and then a friend of ours in Ireland, who's a film director, heard the record and wrote a movie about a street musician who falls in love with an Eastern European, and he's built a whole movie around it. We went and we shot it in 3 weeks. We made it for 70 grand. Shot it last January, and now it's into Sundance Film Festival.
Okay.
So in January we go and we basically represent the Swell Season again in a completely different situation, you know, for a movie that we made called Once. So it's kind of, it's the whole thing is kind of the album's been very fortuitous in a way. It's been very, there's been a lot of good stuff has come from it for us. So I've really enjoyed it. In terms of the Frames, I'm not leaving my band. I don't have any intentions of that. But I've really, really enjoyed this. This, what's the word? How would you call it? This detour.
Just in terms of, because it's for Montreal, is there any plans for the Swell Season or for Frames to come to Canada, Montreal, or vicinities?
We really wanted to go there on the last trip, mainly because the reason we called the band the Swell Season and the record the Swell Season is because of a Czech writer called Josef Skorecki, who now lives in Toronto.
Exactly.
We were all excited about getting to because I've been corresponding with him in letters. He's in his late 80s now, and he's quite sick. So we've been corresponding in letters, and he keeps on telling me that he'd really like to see the project before he dies. And so I've been trying to get up there. So I hopefully sometime this year we'll do another proper tour of the States and take in, you know, get up into Canada and take in, you know, 4 or 5 cities if we can. It's just very difficult for some reason. I don't know why it is. It's very difficult being an Irish person with an American visa getting into Canada. It's always very difficult to do for some reason. And that's why when you talk to your American promoter, they're always like, oh no, Canada, no, you know. Because Montreal, I mean, the experiences I've had in Montreal have just been amazing. I've met some great people there, some great theatre people.
The Swell Season's album is now out in North America on Overcoat Recordings and is available for purchase online. For more on The Swell Season, visit www.myspace.com/theswellseason, TheSwellSeason. Dimitri Marine for CKUT.
So, if you ever want something, when your mind's made up, there's ever want something, and you call.